This Memorial Day weekend is, of course, the unofficial start to summer. So which wines can we sit back and chill with?
Washington Examiner wine columnist Scott Greenberg joins us now live in studio with our wine of the week.
Hi. How are you?
Good to see you.
Hi, Hillary.
Hi, Scott. So it's time to break out those chilled whites. What are you looking at? What do you like?
I like the fact that I can now drink white wines during this. I love white wines, but my friends sometimes tease me that I maybe drink white wine when it's not summer. So now I can drink white wines. So my heart
contents.
No
proudly.
Grief.
That's right.
Grief-free.
I'm no longer a slave to fashion, but I'm going to drink white wines. I'm going to start off with the 2010 Torricello Pinot Grigio. Now, this hails from a prestigious vineyard in the eastern part of the Veneto, Italy. And it just is a beautiful, beautiful wine. Flavors white, nectarine, ripe peach, Gala apple, Bosch pear, all wrapped around a core of acidity and minerality. This is a crisp finish, bracing, beautiful. $10. This is a lovely wine.
And you've got a local wine that people might want to take a look at. If not this weekend, then soon.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's close enough where you can actually drive out there and join it. But try it. But I got to tell you, there's going to be two things that are going to be in my backyard this weekend. Me in a hammock and a glass of this wine. The 2011 Boxwood Winery Rosé. Beautiful, made from Merlot, Cabernet Franc, and Malbec. Aromas of wild strawberry, kiwi, and apricot. Flavors of strawberry, bright cherry, watermelon. Just extraordinary balance. I really like this wine. Abundant acidity keeps everything refreshing and focused. $14. Great rosé.
People should get past their roséophobia.
Yeah, absolutely. Rosé gets a bum rap. It's great. It's great with hamburgers, grilled burgers.
It's right? A very, very versatile wine.
Now, if we are looking at a Sauvignon Blanc or a Riesling, what would you have in mind?
Well, you know, I think speaking of incredibly versatile, the 2010 Chateau Saint-Michel Eroica Riesling from the Columbia Valley in Washington State. I think Rieslings get a really bum rap. People try Rieslings. Oh, they're too sweet. They're too sweet. No. The really well-made Rieslings are versatile. They're beautiful. This one delivers fresh, tangy flavors of orange blossom, white peach, little lemon-lime undertones in there. Just a touch of wet stone. It seeps in on that long, lengthy finish. This is just great for anything on the grill, shrimp, chicken, and spicier fare, too. Really pairs well with Asian fare. Great.
In your experience, do you find that around holiday weekends, the wine distributors are offering more sales? Is selection any different? Or
they are. Actually, they seem to be focusing more on white wines, and particularly Sauvignon Blancs. I've noticed the sales of the white wines go up. Do we have time to talk about a Sauvignon Blanc real quick? Or
sure, real fast.
Okay, real quick. The 2011 Via Maria Estate Private Bin from Marlborough. Sauvignon Blanc, green grass nose, grapefruit paved the way for flavors of gooseberry, passion fruit, tropical fruit, just a little pop of lemon-lime acidity on the finish is just lip-smacking delicious. $15. Goodbye.
I've had that one. It's really yummy.
It is really yummy.
Scott Greenberg, wine columnist for the Washington Examiner. Thank you.